Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
We've come up with what we think are the top five tight ends of the Tom Brady era. And
you don't have to tell Christian how to run a route to get open. He knows.
Number five for me is Christian Fourier.
Number three. I'm going with our other coworker, Christian Fourier.
Christian really, you know, coming out of Colorado, I thought was not elite, but, you know, but good.
Number one on the list would be Jermaine Wiggins. I was the tight end that started all of the...
This argument is a sham.
We're going to talk about one and duns. Like, you know, those groups that have one really good song?
Milli Vanilli. You
know, you're the Milli Vanilli of this tight end group.
At that time,
okay?
They were huge. Myself and Rod Rutledge.
Wiggy probably went to Rod between every series and said, I don't know what I'm doing. They will throw me the ball.
It was a nice play by Christian. We faked the handoff to Antoine. Christian sold the block and then just popped out for kind of an easy score.
Right now.
Ride it. They say ride it like a cowboy.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Oh, my
somebody,
God.
Somebody please take Wiggy's temperature. Somebody just, if you're around here, if you got a little thermometer, please take his temperature.
Hey, made an argument. Well, I can tell you, made an argument. Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I don't know how off he is, though, really.
I would put you over him. I'm sorry. I would.
Oh, so would I.
I might be biased. I mean, of course you would.
No doubt.
I might be a little biased, but Aaron Hernandez? What about Aaron Hernandez? Does he qualify?
Here's the thing. I think you need to not be a murderer to be on the list. I would just throw that rule in there. Not that there is a rule book.
So can I ask you this as a member of PETA?
You can't murder people.
Can I, as a member of PETA, have you ever stepped on a spider before?
All the time. I killed one today, as a matter of fact.
There you go.
I had to get a bunch of paper towels because I don't want it going on my hands.
What about cute little bunny rabbits?
Yep. Squirrels.
Ever kill a cute little bunny rabbit by any chance?
Skunks. How about skunks under your deck?
I don't see what the point is. This has nothing to do. You're not gonna compare a murderer to somebody who was just around when somebody threw a rabbit out with a parachute.
Probably a stretch, but everything these days is a stretch, isn't it? I got to tell you, this is the only day of the week that I actually recognized. I know today is Monday, but I will have no idea what tomorrow is, the next day, because I don't know about you. I'm having trouble distinguishing. I wake up in the morning. What day is this? Because it's the same day over and over and over and
over
again.
Well, the reason why I know it's Monday is because it's the day I know I have to get out of the house.
Yes, this is the first day of the week.
Because I'm still coming in here in studio. You guys are at home. So for you, I can see where you're just always at home. For me, it's like Monday. Okay, I'm out of the house.
Monday, I get Monday because there's 2 days that I'm not working, as Christian is not. And then Monday, you're sitting there going, okay, I have to work again. But the rest of the week is going to become one big blur.
Oh, it always is. It is.
So is everybody doing well?
Yes.
Doing well? Christian, yes. You okay?
Mentally or physically?
No, mentally, none of us are doing well.
Physically, I'm good. Mentally, yeah.
I tell you what my biggest concern is. Like, listen, I have a lot, okay? I'm not going to downplay or minimize anything. But at the moment, what I've recognized with me, okay, I ended up talking to my buddy last night that has the vineyard out in California, and he was talking about all the issues that they're having, right? All this leftover wine. I'm like, whoa.
Send it out here.
Hey, I got a couple
guys. You want some free plugs? Massachusetts, a lot of winos here.
I just can't stop drinking, period. I think that's what I do.
You're an alcoholic now. That's what you're
doing. No, that's the problem, Glenn. That's what my concern. And then I went to Best Buy again. And they were telling me that there's like a food and wine place right down the street, and said that place has people going in and out of it on such a continuous clip, and we're not talking like, you know, one person here or one person there. No, we're talking groups and groups of people, and they don't just walk out with a six-pack.
No.
They walk out with their cart filled, and they're like four people. Like, you know when people go to Home Depot, they get all that lumber on that flatbed, like a little trailer thing they push? They have that filled with alcohol.
Well, that's like the text that's going on, right? Like, I went to the liquor store for the third time this week and got the, you know, alcohol for the next 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah, it's the way it is. And like when we come out of this, you know, and we'll come out of this at some point, you know, everybody's like, oh, there's going to be like a, you know, a party. I'm like, no, I'm not going to want to even look at alcohol when I come out of this thing. I'm going to try to dry up a little bit.
Want to give away a pair of tickets to the Celtics.
So can I tell you what my other issue is, and this is a real concern. Okay, so I thought toilet paper was an issue. Not enough toilet paper. There's nothing left for me to watch on TV. I've completely run through everything. So the other day, I was just sitting in our family room where the TV is, with the TV off, just sitting there, and like I was like making up my own show. Like, there's nothing left for me to watch. Like, that to me is a problem. That's a real problem, okay? I'm talking about serious issues going on right now.
Well, you're watching old reruns of old shows. That's what you're doing, right? You start binge-watching The Office, and you go back to watch old shows. That's an issue. So, listen, I think a lot of people are really doing a great job of adhering to what they're asking us to do. Now, some people are not. There were apparently more people on the beaches down in Florida. Not a good idea. But I think on the whole, most people are looking at this and saying, okay, we're going to get over this. We're a great country. We're a strong country. We'll be better on the other side. And they're also acting with great responsibility, which if you put the two things together, we should all be okay, right? But then we have the president come out yesterday, and apparently Easter Sunday, you remember Easter Sunday?
Yeah,
where
yeah,
he was bringing everybody back? Not happening. Not happening.
So now we're
canceling April. April has been canceled. And he threw June in there as a possibility. So he's almost like teasing us that I'm canceling April right now, but don't be surprised if we don't get back to some sort of normalcy, and I'm not even sure we can call that normalcy in June.
I am at the final stage, I think, of this whole situation. I'm at acceptance. I told my wife this morning. I am at the acceptance phase. I'm not going to fight it anymore. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to try and figure out a date or one thing. I'm just, this is my life. I cook a lot. I drink a lot. I don't shower. I haven't shaved in 2 months.
You can see it.
I need a haircut.
Right now on a
That's like the session. Sneaky thing. You know what I mean? You got clippers at your house?
I do, but I don't feel like going like full, like, you know, just bald.
No, I know, but we're now like a couple weeks into this thing, and it's sort of like, huh. See, I was about to get a haircut when everything shut down. Now what am I going to do? I talked to my wife and saying, listen, just throw like a four guard on and go all the way around. Can you just fade up the sides? Like four on top, fade up the sides. Let's go with this thing. Like, you know what I mean? Just shave the head. Like, what are we doing? No one's getting haircuts, right? We're all going to come out of this thing. Do I grow the beard? Do I just not shave at all or trim that thing?
No, that's what I'm doing. I'm growing a coronavirus
beard. Looks like you've been at it for about 2 days.
You know what I'm going to do?
You don't grow much.
You know what
I'm
going to do?
No, I don't, and it's patchy. I have lots of patches.
I got an eBay business. I got a bunch of old Flobies in the attic. I'm going to dig those out and start selling those on eBay. What do you think I can get for a Flobie?
Can I give someone a virtual haircut and like make and let them? Oh, listen, that looks really good. Wow, see the way I faded the back. See the way I boxed it out back there. No virtual haircuts. That doesn't work.
Maybe you should videotape yourself getting a haircut. But that's the content people are looking for right now on Twitter.
They're looking for
right
ace,
now. They'll search
anything.
For anything. For God's sake,
it is amazing how desperate people are, and they regard any crap now as content.
Yes.
Anyway, Easter apparently is off, so we can cross that off.
So the new update is what, Glenn? I mean, because I know over
April
the weekend
canceled.
There was...
April is canceled. That's what I got, and then we're looking at June now, and Dr. Deborah Birx. Shouldn't we call her the Colonel? She is actually a colonel, you know, in the Navy or the Army. I forget, be the Army, right? She's a colonel, but she now this morning said 200,000 deaths. That's if we do everything almost perfectly.
Is that the United States alone?
Yes.
Yeah, I tell you what, I have definitely, I guess I haven't been affected by it personally other than the same way you guys have been kind of affected by it, just stuck in the house. But I have been humbled as far as the way I look at it, the way I just think about everything, because I think that's one of the phases of acceptance. Like, this isn't going away. Even with talking to Dr. Rowley on Friday, you know, this is going to be something that's going to always be around, just like the flu. It's going to come. It's going to go. You're going to have to deal with it. You know, hopefully you don't have to shut the country down every time, you know, flu season comes around, because it's going to be flu season and coronavirus season. Mm-hmm. And then you have some recourse to fight it without, like, completely, you know, turning your life around.
Yes. Except we have no vaccine, as you just said. So with the flu, most flus, we have a vaccine. We have no vaccine with this at all. So there are people that are already coming out, and they're coming up with ideas of what's going to happen to sports. Because I'm not sure sports becomes a first priority. It is for us. Got an opportunity to watch Super Bowl 51. It was incredible yesterday, wasn't it? We'll get into some of that coming up next. And some people who think that maybe it's time to shut down sports. All of that, plus your phone call, 617-779-7937, and it is Brady Week. So Charlie Weiss will join us today at 4:30. We'll get into that as we try to help Greg Hill and what he's doing for all the restaurant workers. We'll do that 4:30 today. It's the Monday edition. I know it's Monday, right here on OMF.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Marloni, and Fourier on WEEI.
We will be extending our guidelines to April 30th to slow the spread. We can expect that by June 1st, we will be well on our way to recovery. We think by June 1st, a lot of great things will be happening. I want every citizen in our country to take heart and confidence in the fact that we have the best medical minds in the world tackling this disease. We have the best science, the best researchers, and the best talent anywhere working night and day to protect your family and loved ones and to overcome this pandemic.
Right now, then, believe it or not, The Bachelor, Christian. Just ask him.
What?
Just ask him. He's getting bigger ratings than The Bachelor right now.
Bachelor was
came
awesome.
Out and said that this weekend. And
he said he's getting bigger ratings than The Bachelor.
Bigger ratings.
Freaking coronavirus.
Does he know who
update.
Hannah B. is?
It's a yep. coronavirus update. Of course he is.
He's already told us that Dr. Birx and Dr. Fauci are big stars now. He's made them into big, huge stars, sort of like Celebrity Apprentice, right?
So are you in the camp that I feel like I sit there and I go, okay, not going to – listen, the president, whoever it is got a tough job, right? Nobody's ever seen anything like this in the United States. And some people are in the camp where, listen, you know what? You should have, went overboard and been proactive quicker. and as opposed to what he did. You know, because my thing is like, how do you, I mean, you're only taking the advice of the doctors of what they're saying. Is he a little cavalier in the way he approaches things? Yes,
the problem
most
is
definitely.
He's, yeah, he's not good on the microphone.
Yeah.
You know, so, yes, careless
Obama
early on.
Or
I mean, downplaying it. I mean, you know, we all were. We didn't know enough about it. We all were. 143,532 cases now in America. 2,572 deaths. I think shutting that border down or not allowing people coming from China helped early on while an impeachment trial was going on. But was he careless early on with his words? Yes. Yeah, he was.
He's always careless. He's always careless.
And I think
with
right
his
now,
words.
Yeah. I just saw this tweet talking about vaccines, which really is the key, isn't it? I mean, we're going to feel better about anything until there's a vaccine out there. I just saw this from CNN. Pharmaceutical giant Johnson & Johnson plans to begin human clinical trials of its COVID-19 vaccine by September, with a goal of first batches being made available for emergency use authorization by early next year, according to the company's announcement. So vaccine by September, maybe use of it early next year. Like, that's the vaccine is what we need at this point, right? I mean, that's going to make everybody feel better about going back. You got to expedite
that
thing,
don't
we?
I think ultimately is, well, you're right, Lou, as far as getting back to way you act on a normal basis before this happened, yes, because there will be this real awkwardness, this social awkwardness that is going to arise when people slowly do reemerge from their bunker. You know, like, okay, can I engage? Should I engage? Are they gonna be standoffish? Are they gonna be worried, scared? I mean, their body language is telling me yes, but I mean, you've been reconditioned almost of how to act in social settings. So as long as there's, you know, a vaccine or something that can cure you, you know, then you won't have any inhibitions. You just act like yourself.
Yeah,
right?
We're a long way. We're probably a long way. If they're going to start to do that by the start of the year, when is it mass produced so that everybody can get it? Do you guys remember after 9/11, we were kind of freaked out. So anywhere you went, you would look around, you would be really careful. You were careful on airplanes when you were doing anything. To me, this one's going to be even worse than that, because you're going to be worried about being around friends, relatives that you haven't been around in a while, because you don't know whether they're carrying it or not. This is you're right, Christian. It's like when the restaurants finally open up and the bars finally open up, who is going to feel safe going into a bar and sitting on the stool next to somebody else, even though you know that person and that person is a friend of yours?
Yeah, because
what are you going to have, the 6-foot rule in bars?
Well, yeah, because wouldn't you be apprehensive, right? Wouldn't you be nervous?
Yes.
Okay, I know they're clean. I mean, it seems crazy. Okay, but who have they
But you
been
did
around?
After 9/11. You trusted those people. Are you going to trust those people now? You don't know. They're friends of yours, relatives.
I just think there'll be some people who are just cavalier, the same knuckleheads who are down on the beach and, you know, don't give a crap. That just really pissed me off, because I'm like, dude, like, I am, like, staying inside. Like, what are you doing? I'm holding my breath when I go to the supermarket, right? Every time I take another breath, I have to, like, I go into, like, the, you know, the where nobody is, and I take a deep breath, and then I go back out and get some more food. That just drives me crazy. It's like, because I just don't want this to be for nothing. I don't want to start over again.
Get drunk before everything closes.
God. Well, you said there will be people. I mean, like you said, there's still people out at the beaches, right? Idiots.
This weekend, yeah.
So there'll be people like, oh, the bars are open, I'm in. The question is, will you have any money to go to a bar?
It's another
true.
Question.
No, you're question. Right, though.
Like, you know, people are talking about the restaurant business and you know, everybody's feeling for them. And you know, I think it was Steve DeFilippo saying, you know, when this whole thing is over, go out to restaurants, support local businesses. It's like, okay, but you're going to be able to afford to go out to local restaurants when it's all said and done? Like, that's not going to be easy for a lot of families. It's not. Not easy right now.
No, it isn't. And it is just going to be, it's the ultimate answer, the ultimate safety net is a vaccine. Okay, yeah. But how do you get by without it? Like, how does life reemerge? How do sports reemerge? How does your daily interaction with people in any situation?
No, and I know, like, the daily updates now, what, 4 o'clock every single day they come up with the new updates. The Massachusetts, looking at the Massachusetts Department of Health, reported 4,955 cases in Mass as of yesterday. Now, today at 4 o'clock, they'll update it. So, you know, you had 698 new cases yesterday, and we're up to 48 deaths. So, at 4 o'clock, we'll see. Yesterday, 698 new cases. Does that number spike up to 900 new cases, 1,000 new cases? Because until we start seeing 698 down to about 300, you know, down to 200, down to 100. Yeah, but numbers keep going up.
Well, I mean, so Trump said, was it, I don't know if it was today or over the weekend, how the peak is going to be coming in the next 2 weeks. He kept the peak. Now listen, the peak. You know that whole thing. We gotta do that thing with that thing. Oh my God! I don't.
You know the thing.
The thing.
Yeah. We gotta get the thing.
Between the two of them. We gotta do that thing with the other thing because the first one wasn't right. Right?
Yeah, but we've already found out, and we've gone through this with sports because we've sat here and said, okay, maybe they're gonna miss a month. Maybe they're gonna miss 2 months or whatever. We have no idea. I mean, this is something so totally different from what we've ever seen before.
Yeah.
When is the peak? We have no idea when the peak is.
And we don't know. You have to keep kind of planning, right? Now, we know school's out to May 4th. I don't know if you saw this or not, but I follow this guy, Danny Ventura. And he's like MIA, does all the sports updates, right? Yep. High school updates. From the Herald. Yeah. And they passed like spring sports. They tentatively have a date, May 4th, and they extended it to June 27th. They're trying to have a season here for the spring sports. And it was voted on 19-0 in favor of. So they'll start May 4th, as long as kids come back to school. Whether you think that's going to happen or not, but you're starting to plan at least, okay, if kids do go back to school, what does it look like? I don't know how optimistic you are thinking kids are going to go back May 4th. I like to be optimistic. I think you can be optimistic. I think we should be optimistic, while at the same time being responsible and taking this virus seriously. But I don't think there's anything wrong with kind of trying to be positive throughout this whole thing, because every time you turn on a freaking TV, it's all negative.
No, yeah, but as there, I said, there, I think I get you should look
it. I understand
at it.
Why, but still, it's like you're trying to bring some positivity a little bit.
Yeah, I agree. I think you should have optimism. You should look at it with great hope. This country has been through a lot over the years, and we're always better on the other side. I also think you have to react, though, with great responsibility, and that's what everybody's doing right now. So I was less feeling good about this coming back quickly when I heard over the weekend the two doctors that have been giving us the information every day basically said it doesn't necessarily make sense regionalizing it, opening up certain parts of the country, because what happens is you open that up for people to travel to other parts of the country, and then guess what happens? If you open up, let's say, Oklahoma City, well, you're going to get people going to Oklahoma City. And then they're coming from vacation. Where? They're coming from New York. They're coming from New Orleans. And they're carrying this thing. So they kind of put a damper on that whole idea that Trump and the administration had the day before about maybe we're going to open this out in portions. I want to get to it. We'll do it coming up in the next segment, because you got two opposite ends of it. You got Mike Florio sitting there trying to come up with creative ways, as some other people are, to try to save the NFL season. Is there any way we can possibly do it? Then you have other people right now, including Kevin Paul DuPont of the Boston Globe, who are sitting there going, what are we doing here? It's time for the NHL, the NBA to shut it down. That's it. Your season's over. Dunsky. And it's two opposite ends of it.
It's hockey.
And which side is right? Which side is right in all this? We'll get to all of that. Your phone calls coming up next. 617-779-7937 right here on OMF.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back to Ordway, Maloney, and Fourier.
Let's go, boys.
On EEI.
Even if this curve is flattened out, this virus is still out there. I'll be shocked if we have NFL football this fall, if we have college football. Be so surprised if that happens. I don't know how you can let these guys go into locker rooms and let stadiums be filled up and how you can play ball. If I'm a commissioner or I'm in charge, if I'm the NCAA, I just don't know how you can do that. Next thing you know, you got a locker room full of guys that are sick, and that's on your watch.
He does the games, the college games. He's the main face here, main analyst of those ABC ESPN games. We looked at it last week and said, boy, is he overreacting a little bit. Yet as you hear more and more stuff over the weekend, there is a legitimate fear that the NFL season and maybe even the college football season, though college football has come up with some other wrinkle we'll give you in a few minutes, but the NFL season may be in jeopardy. So Mike Florio and others are trying to come up with ideas that maybe the National Football League is thinking about. Now, one of them is something I think Christian was talking about last week, and that is you move them all to some city. I don't know. Is it like Carson City? Where's that? Nevada. We take some place in the middle of nowhere, and we put up a bunch of Motel 6s. You know, we put a mint on the pillow. We make them look a little better, fluff up the pillows, whatever. And we put all of the NFL teams in one city, and they play like on 4 different fields. And the only thing you do is you save your TV rights fee money because you're actually broadcasting for ESPN, CBS, Fox, and whomever is doing games. And you save the season. And you put them all there, and they're all quarantined. So they're all in one place. Nobody else can get in or out. And therefore, you're hoping, you're praying that nobody catches it. Now, apparently, they're talking about doing this with the Premier Soccer League.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know that. Did you have it there? I have no clue. But yeah. I think it's... Listen, when the other leagues right now, are, you know, NHL, NBA, Major League Baseball, are talking about, you know, whether... And you know, they can set dates all they want. Hell, I think baseball is still setting it for mid-May. We know that's not going to happen. Okay, at first they said 2 weeks. Remember, in spring training, they said they're going to miss 2 weeks of the season. Then it went to mid-May. So I don't mind that mentality of, okay, maybe June 1st. But the NFL coming out now and saying there's going to be no NFL season when it starts in September, runs even if it was a month late in October, November, I just think it's crazy talk right
now.
You
can't do it.
I think you want to prepare for it. I get that.
Yeah.
But to have this much talk about canceling a football season – when you have other three sports sitting there saying, okay, when can we get up and running? What can we try to think we can do? How can we be creative to have a season? So they're thinking of ways to do it. And the NFL is just talking about, oh, people think they should just cancel the season when the other leagues are trying to find a way to do it?
Yeah,
I'd rather
agree.
See them just try to find a way to just do it.
The NFL is in the most advantageous situation just based on the fact that
they have more time on their hands. More.
You know, like, they could
start late and still be okay. They could go an extra 2-3 weeks, let's say, and move the Super Bowl to President's Day weekend.
But I don't get it.
Get their ultimate goal anyways.
So Kevin Paul DuPont of the Globe, he writes this article. It's time for the NHL and NBA to call its season, okay? So I want to read you the first paragraph. And just, I don't understand this mentality from Kevin at all.
Pessimist.
He says, enough. No more. Shut it down. It's brutal enough to sit around like this, cooped up in fear, anxiety, frustration, utter boredom, and anger, without adding the unknowingness of whether our favorite winter sports teams will find a way to remove themselves from a suspended animation. And I don't get it. He's like, it's time to end it. Better days, people, for all of us, including the 2019-20 Bruins and Celtics, and especially those who until recently thought we lived and died by their wins and losses, or in some cases, their silly useless off-day injury reports. And I'm sitting here saying, so this guy, Kevin, is cooped up in fear, feeling anxiety, frustration, and boredom and anger. And just the thought of not knowing whether the teams are coming back enough in time to play is too much for him.
Well, you missed the
Just cancel the season. Would that make you feel better, Kevin? Like, if you know that there's no hope, if you know that there's not a chance that your sport could come back later in the summer, that makes you feel better knowing there's no hope? It's too much for you to sit there and not know if it's coming back or not? That's called hope. And I think some people would like to have a little bit of hope that sports are coming back, that our lives are coming back. And you just want to just give in.
Yeah, but since you can't deal with the
I can't
with the
deal
unknown,
with it.
You can't, and the just the ups and downs. You'd rather just call it one way or the other. Just call it. I don't want. I can't deal with it. The emotional tax on my body is just too much to bear. I can't. And now you're from the South.
You just want to give up hope. That's it.
Well, you didn't read the last line from Kevin Paul DuPont's column. And if we take away the people's sports, the people will blame Trump. Hooray.
Oh, God.
I mean, that's part of it.
We got to stop.
Part of it. That's part of what Kevin Paul DuPont is doing. He doesn't want to give the hope.
You said his name was Brendan?
No, it's not Brendan. It was close.
His name is Kevin.
But I just don't understand. Like, that's like me saying, you know what? I can't take not knowing if baseball is coming back or not.
It's too early.
So just cancel the season. Because this is killing me. Like, I'm frustrated. I'm angry. You know, I'm angry. Like, this is just, it's killing me so much that I would rather them just announce that the season is over. That makes you feel better. You sit in your house and you feel better about that.
Well, here's the problem, Lou. We don't know what's going to happen a week from now, 2 weeks from now, a month, 2 months from now. We don't know. I mean, it was obvious that Trump was trying to be a little bit optimistic, maybe overly optimistic with Easter. He got criticized for that. And obviously, he was trying to be hopeful, probably didn't even believe in himself. But he let the medical people decide that maybe we're going to cancel April, and then maybe we're not even going to get back until June.
That could
so,
be the peak.
But we don't know. We don't even know if it's June. So why would you jump on it today and say that we need to do this now when... We're going to have a.
Listen,
are we not going to have a drop dead date? What's the drop dead date for the NBA and the NHL?
There's so much uncertainty of what's going to happen in the next 2 weeks, month, 2 months. We don't know. So sit there and say, like the MIAA, they came out and said, listen, if kids go back to school May 4th,
if
we're going to start sports May 4th, we're going to go to June 27th. If. Okay. And I'll leave it open to change that. To possibly cancel the season if the kids aren't back in school May 4th. You know, there's nothing wrong with sitting there saying June 1st is our target date to start sports. And then sit there in the end of April or early May and say, that's impossible. You know, we can't possibly do that. So maybe push it to July 1st. Maybe push it to August 1st and try to have 3 months of a baseball season. I don't know. But what is wrong with sort of setting dates? Like Trump, I'd love to have it in Easter, he said. He'd love to. I think everybody would love to.
Right.
Maybe it was unrealistic. So now he's moved it to April 30th. And then in two more weeks, maybe we'll adjust April 30th, turn that into May 30th. I don't know. But to cancel it now just because you can't handle not knowing if it's going to come back?
There's one thing about being pessimistic.
That is ridiculous.
There's one thing about being pessimistic as to whether we're ever going to hit a date in which we feel confident that we can start playing NBA basketball, NHL hockey. All right. So that's one thing. There's another to sit there and say, we're going to shut it down right now. Why? Because you're going to feel better if it's not in the future. I think it's better for people out there and for the population to feel maybe down the road, we're going to have the NBA, the NHL, maybe after what would have been their all-star break, we're going to have an abbreviated Major League Baseball season. And for these leagues, guys, can they afford to lose an entire season? I'm not sure they can afford to do this. Players are still getting money, right? What happens
to
all the money in the sport? Yeah.
Yeah, well, because, I mean, no, I get it. It just, to me, I thought his point was, listen, let's do the right thing and let's focus on what's important. Let's not just call a season. Just call it. Let's admit that this is a problem. Let's admit that this is a serious situation.
But who isn't?
Well, I mean, I'm not saying that they're not. I'm just saying I'm talking about his point of view. There are a lot of people saying that
he wants to feel good today. He's one of those.
He wants
feel
to feel good.
Guys. Well,
he
listen, wants okay, to feel
let's,
good
let's
about
call
himself
this
today
because there has been there's been a continuous pushback. There's been we're going to be ready. It's going to be 2 weeks. Now it's going to be 21 days. Now it's going to be a month and a half. Now it's going to be 2.5 months. Right now we're going to wait till early spring. Now we're going to wait till early summer. Now we're going to wait till midsummer. So I get it. You know, hey, listen, screw it. Let's worry about how we can just fix this thing. Just call the season. Call them. I think it's a stupid approach.
Well,
personally.
I can tell you that NHL and NHLPA have had talks of playing July, August, whatever, and doing postseason late in the summer, and then just continuing into the next season right away.
Wait like a second.
They've already had their off season.
Hold on. So you're saying you come back in July, and then you have a quick playoff season, right? So what happens if you're bounced from the playoffs? You're just sitting there waiting for the other teams to be done.
Pretty much.
And then when they win, maybe you and skate, then they have
maybe
the parade.
Maybe you have an extended kind of camp while the Stanley Cup. But, I don't know when the Stanley Cup finalists, if they get a week off and then the season starts up right away.
And then maybe they have an abridged version of, here's the thing.
But again, I like I that. Said, the thing is, I like that it's, approach.
Yeah, I like it too. Listen, there's not an idea that is too radical for me. I think anyone would be willing to adjust and improvise. That to me is obvious. Listen, whatever. What do you want to do? Can we do it now? Okay, fine. How much time do we have? 2 weeks? Okay, well, I'm not in good shape, but fine, whatever. At least we get out. At least we get the season going. I think all those ideas are on the table, and I can only imagine being in some of these players only meetings, and or these owners meetings, and how they have a meeting one day, they say, okay, listen, I feel like we have a good plan. We'll talk to you guys in a couple weeks. They come back in 4 days and go, okay,
change
scrap that last plan.
Yeah,
we need another one.
But I don't mind that approach. Like you said, let's maybe his thought process was like, we need to focus on what's going on. I think everybody is focused on what's going on. I don't think. Trying to schedule hockey for July 1st or June 15th is taking away our focus, is getting away from us treating coronavirus in this country. I don't. I think it's all words. I think it's all planning. I think it's behind the scenes. This is what we want to do. And if it can't happen, it can't happen. But let's be prepared if we can play to move forward with games. I don't think it's bad to give people hope. And it's almost like Kevin just wants to just bunker down and just stay in his house forever.
Tell the NBA and doesn't even
want hope that this thing's going to happen.
Tell the NBA and NHL to fold the show, print the final standings, and slap all the asterisks they want on their shiny August trophies. Get on with it now. People are dying.
So what,
but nobody's playing right now, Kevin. Everybody is being responsible about this. The NHL is, the NBA is, Major League Baseball, they're all being responsible. They get it, okay? You're writing a column take it out of the Globe today and reprint it back on July the 1st. It might be relevant on July the 1st because we may be at a point at that time where there's no saving the season because people are still dying. But to do it now, on March the 30th, to wipe it out. And again, I think this is clearly a health issue, but there's also an economic issue where people on the other side of this are going to be in bad, bad shape. Poverty, there's all sorts of stuff that you have to be concerned with on the flip side. And if you're these sports teams, you tell me if they don't play any games and they can't put any fans in the stands and they have to give all of the money back for the TV rights fees, what's going to happen to sports? And well, Christian, listen, you were saying sports, it earlier about bars and restaurants. Does anybody think that once they announce that the NBA and the NHL is open for business, that people are going to want to sit 8 inches away from somebody sitting next to them in an arena, a crowded arena?
I can tell you what, the Celtics, didn't they make those seats all smaller in TD Garden? Didn't they make those seats smaller?
Well, the Bruins ownership did. Right.
The Bruins, sorry, not the Celtics, but they play there, but whatever. But the seats are smaller. Yeah, listen, I finally have some leg room when I sit up at a bar. I love it. More space. I can spread out, I have lots of elbow room. It'll be a great thing.
So what I'm saying is that we need to realize that there's always idiots living amongst us, okay? There always is. So when we sit there and say that people aren't taking this serious enough, okay, you can't generalize because a bunch of idiots are out on a beach down in Florida. They're idiots. I would say that the majority of people in this country know exactly where we are with this thing. They're sitting at home. They've been fired. They can't pay their bills. They don't know what the future looks like for them in their workforce. They're sitting at home with their kids who aren't in school anymore. Everyone's feeling stress. Everyone's feeling anxiety. Everybody knows how serious this thing is. And part of that is because, in his article, he's talking about people aren't taking this thing serious enough. Everybody is. I think people want a little bit of hope now. They don't want people just closing doors on them and saying, yeah, we're going to cancel a football season that's going to start up in September or October. What's wrong with just taking a, we'll just find out where we are in a month. And we're in a bad place. Okay. Well, let's find out where we are the next month. Because we're in a bad spot. Then cancel the season. But to do it now, I think is stupid.
Because it's all about feeling good for him and others.
But you know, he wants to feel more miserable. He's already got fear, anxiety, frustration, boredom, and
anger. Take it away from me. Take the NBA, NHL away from me.
He can't handle the unknown of whether hockey's coming back. That's the one that's going to put him over the top.
Right. And as I said, there might be a little added initiative in there as well for him politically. But I think what he's looking at is he wants to feel better right now. If you take that away from me, nobody's playing the NBA games. Nobody's playing the NHL games. Nobody is going to sit there and applaud the NBA and the NHL if people are still dying and we still have concerns about contracting this disease and they're loading up these arenas and they're playing these freaking games, Kevin.
Let me ask you, that's just absolutely
asinine.
Let me ask you this then, because I'm curious to know if you guys have changed your point of view. Okay, because optics with everything, no matter what the decision somebody makes, okay, optics play, I think, a big role in their decision making. So, because initially I was like, okay, I like the idea. Throw all these players, throw them in some random city, you know, have it be old school AAU style. You know, you play so many games, or you play a game, you go back to your hotel, you stay there. You know, nobody can come in, nobody come out. It's fine. It's only for 5 weeks, only for 6 weeks. Do you think that's bad form? Do you think that it shows a lack of compassion? I'll use compassion as far as what other people are going through. Look at these guys. Oh, they get everything they ever want. And, you know, now they're just going to run off and keep playing while I'm suffering.
Here's the biggest negative I see in trying to do that. All right. And I get it. You want to get them together and you want to get the safest conditions you can possibly get. What happens if one person suddenly tests positive after they start playing and they're all cooped up together? You know what that means. That means if one has it, we're already hearing this is transmitted very quickly and very easily, much different than the flu. Then suddenly you got a major outbreak of this amongst
football players. Your issue isn't optics then? Your concern would be more of a, I don't know, just a health concern, right?
Christian, how many players are in the National Football League? You tell me that one or two aren't going to get it in that setting, and the problem is they're quarantined.
We're talking about doing this. For one, there's two different scenarios. One is the NBA doing it sooner rather than later. The other one would be the NFL, who really technically wouldn't even have to show up till August. Like the 1st of August, they could legitimately go to August, kill some of the preseason games, only have two. You can get all your work in, and then just you would be abbreviated.
But we're talking about isolating them, correct? In a quarantine situation.
Well, for the NFL, I don't know if you're going to need it by then. I don't know if that's going to.
None of us know. Let's say you do.
They should plan for it.
Okay,
that's what Florio's doing. Florio's talking about. The only problem I have with that is what happens. And again, we're seeing stuff happen now that we never thought we would see in our lifetime. And so what happens if you quarantine the players, you put them in Carson City, Nevada, you put them all isolated out there, and then you hear reports that somebody tested positive. If one person tests positive because they came in contact with somebody else, who knows? Maybe somebody was delivering Domino's pizza. Who knows what happens? And one person has it, then suddenly you have a panic on your hands, right? Because everybody else is going to get it. So, yes. So there are a lot of... There are a lot of pitfalls in all of this. This hour has been brought to you by Cars for Kids, your number one charity for car donations. We get back to you.
Just calm down. Calm down.
Calm down. Calm down. Christian, did you finally watch The Tiger King, the whole thing?
I tried. Hold on. I did find something that I really liked from that show.
Oh, really?
Okay. I did find something I tell you what, I'm obsessed with this one thing.
Best thing I saw all weekend. I got a chance to watch the Patriots come back from down 28-3. I must tell you, it was more thrilling, I think, the second time around. I hate to say it, it was.
Yeah, if live betting was still available, I would have bet against them. I think
Mud actually did bet against them online. We'll get to all of that and more coming up next right here on OMF.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.